Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from beautiful, sunny Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things, you know, sports medicine, wellness, fitness, all included. High performance we're going to be talking today, as well as the fact that the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is still the number one new release in children's sports coaching, and I'm excited. Sharkey Zartman, who co-authored the book with me, will be my second guest today. She's the second part of a great doubleheader. We've got the return of Mark Kovacs. Mark is a sports science performance specialist. He's an author. He goes way back in the strength and conditioning world. He's written six books on all aspects of high-performance training. Will be joining me, and then a little bit later we'll do the Sports Doctors In. Welcome back, Mark Kovacs.
Hey, Dr. Bob, how are you? Excited to be back on with you.
I'm glad to have you back. You know, since the late 70s when I met Bob Guida, the famous kinesiotherapist, high-performance training was always a big, exciting part going way, way back with the Sports Doctor. Mark, again, he specializes in tennis. But sports science, give us a little bit of quickie background relating to what you're doing with sports performance.
Sure. So my background is I have a PhD in physiology with a lot of work in biomechanics. Started as a strength coach, worked with a lot of NFL athletes, NBA athletes, did a lot of work outside of the tennis world. I am a former tennis player as well. And then got the opportunity to head up the coaching education and sports science departments for the U.S. Tennis Association. And that was a great opportunity and experience to help develop the program that's being implemented today throughout the country on all aspects of sports science related to performance. So that's a really exciting opportunity. And then after that, I was the director of the Gatorade Sports Science Institute, and this was working across sports and combining my backgrounds in research and education with sports performance. And then over the last 4 or 5 years, being here in Atlanta, we've set up the Kovacs Institute, which is really focused on the integration of sports science, technology,
yes,
and high-performance training into the athlete's environment and working with teams and leagues and companies to try to really integrate all these areas to provide the athletes with the best chance of success.
Yeah, I think the area of injury prevention on the left and high performance on the right is an interesting mixture when we're talking again about high performance athletes, let alone high performance youngsters who are really, really pushing, you know, the envelope. Again, the famous word, it's interesting. How would you designate between sports science and sports medicine?
Great, great question. So the big difference in the world I work in between sports science and sports medicine is the aspect of treatment. Whereas sports science is the monitoring side, we evaluate, we assess, we track, whereas the sports medicine side is really the treatment. So the taping, the modalities, the things of the surgeries, things of that nature, whereas most
yes,
of the sports science-related projects are really focused in on how do we do a better job of monitoring the healthy athlete so they don't get injured? How do we monitor the injured athlete that's coming back from an injury and trying to get healthy? So So that's really the biggest difference I see, because the fields do definitely cross over significantly.
Absolutely. And now, you know, and much of the background on the sports doctor, again, as a sports podiatrist, I've been yelling at you guys to include, you know, aggressive foot-ankle stability in training. Matter of fact, it's interesting. In the book, and I sent you the PDF, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and I one of my chapters in the Sports Doctors In segment of the book, Mark, is called The Two Essential Exercises. And one's rubber bands for the feet and ankles, and the other one is stability work on mini trams and on this great piece of equipment, the Sand Dune Stepper. I sent one a couple of months ago to our great colleague, Dr. Nick DiNubile, you know, out there in Philly, working with all those great athletes. So you got to pay attention to the sand dune when we're talking about, you know, including. There aren't many sports more physically demanding than tennis as an athlete. True?
You're 100% right. First off, I love the book. I've been reading it. I appreciate you sending me a copy. I recommend everyone go out and get their
Excellent.
Own copy, because it's definitely a great resource.
Well, it's interesting. Nick, you know, you're talking, yes. And you know, you've always paid big attention, Mark, to the mental game. It's a big part of your whole philosophy. Again, biomechanics, alignment, stability, balance, all of these things. By the way, everybody, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, starts with your feet and ankles. At the same time, it also challenges all aspects of the body. You know, when you've worked with, you know, NFL players, you know, I always ask you guys who work at these levels, Mark, I always ask you how your sports psychology skills are. You know?
No, you're 100% right. A big part of the job is working with the emotions, working with the mental side, and integrating that so you can get the best results from a physical
Aren't you working
perspective
with families?
As well.
Right?
Yeah.
You're always
working with families, with the player agents, with the parents, with the friends. They're all connected. To be an elite athlete, you have to have a team around you. Sometimes the team members are positive. Sometimes they're more challenging, but they're part of the team. And for you to be a great strength coach, physical therapist, athletic trainer, chiropractor, skill coach, whatever your role is in the team, you have to be able to work across the team members to get the most out of those athletes and provide the best resources
yeah, what's the
you
best?
Can.
Where are you, on the East Coast?
I am. I'm based in Atlanta.
Okay. And what's the best website for people to find out about the million different things you're always doing?
Sure. So people can visit our institute. It's called Kovacs Institute, and the website is kovacsinstitute.com, kovacsinstitute.com. And that talks about a lot of the different research we're doing, the various things we have going on at the Institute, and some of the exciting projects and areas.
Yeah,
we're
going to talk more about the endless array of great things that you've been involved with for a long time, still are doing, when we come back. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, live from Chicago. Go to my website, SportsDoctorRadio.com. You could buzz over to radio shows. You can go back 10 years, listen to some of these fantastic guests on an endless array of topics in all areas, whether it's sports medicine, whether it's fitness, health and wellness, all that passion that went into this book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. By the way, you know, the hashtag part of the title is because we've got a very active Twitter following at that hashtag. I can't tell you how many guests I've gotten from Twitter over the past couple of years. We got between Sharky and I, we must have 45,000 followers. If you go to hashtag Hey Sports Parents, talking again with Mark Kovacs, one of the most exciting topics that I've always been involved with for, gosh, four decades, high-performance athlete, high-performance youngster, trying to prevent injury, looking at the challenges of specialization. You know, there's a chapter in my book, Mark. It's called The Prodigy Sports. And the prodigy sports, as an example, of figure skating, gymnastics. You know, tennis is one of them, where we have last week, Timmer Halligan is a great coach of young juniors. One of Timmer's claims to fame, I think, in the late 90s. He played pro tennis. He took Andre Agassi to three sets. We were talking about his 12-year-old daughter already touring and playing every day. All those challenges go into the world that you're involved in. Talk more about the things that are important to you in these areas of the high-performance adolescent athlete and the things that are really important to you.
Yeah, no, it's a very, very important area for me and very near and dear to the work I do. I work a lot with developmental athletes, youth athletes, all the way as young as 6 years old, all the way through high school age and then onto the collegiate and professional level. But specifically with the youth athletes, we know we have an overuse epidemic going on. There's a big, big issue with way too much early sports specialization. And it's not so much just the sports specialization. That by itself is not the negative by on its own. It's about what types of training is going on around
it's overkill.
That.
Yes.
Using
people like yourself, I've always found the top physical therapist I work with, Bob Guida, if they were anywhere in his area, in order to be able to guide this athlete, regardless of their level, into these kinds of proper overtraining is a huge problem and overkill. And one of the chapters in the book, it's about youth sports and drugs. It starts early. Gee, you know, Dr. Wow, and she's taking Advil twice a day. Her ankles are killing her. Well, gee, she's playing 10 days a week. These kinds of challenges, even in the very, very serious athlete, how are the pressures in working with some of these NFL players or at the top level in tennis? I mean, you know, Mark, can you get me better yesterday?
No, it's so true, and that's the triage aspect of what we do, is trying to get them to feel as good as possible today, but we know they have some underlying issues, some strength imbalances, some stability problems,
you, man,
some flexibility issues.
The include orthotic big time in your whole world. That's been my experience. Of course, I'm prejudiced, but I've never had a figure skating coach in 40 years, Mark, call me and say, you know, Doc, you slowed them up or you messed up their balance. So many times we see properly done, in quotes, big, big weapon, especially when we're dealing, again, with so much running and jumping and so many different activities. And again, in the prodigy sports, where I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. That's how we started with Evan Lysacek, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, put orthotics in the skates as a 10-year-old. And you could tell that the young skater or gymnast all day long, you'd love them to play other sports, but it's a tough sell when they love, for example, tennis. And I'm glad to hear you're getting involved very, very early in the age group, Mark.
Yeah, exactly.
Education,
and again,
right?
And we know that some athletes love to play one sport. So I'm not a complete, you know, I totally understand that there are going to be some athletes that play predominantly one sport. And
you got to work with them.
And they have to do a good amount of off-field, off-court training to prepare their body for the one-dimensional training that they kind of do. So as long as they're off-field, off-court training is appropriate, you can work with it. There's been plenty of tennis players over decades, plenty of golfers over decades, and that's been the main sport they've done. But the ones that have succeeded have had very good off-court training programs that have helped prevent some of the issues that, you know, we're seeing more and more of now.
Yes, I'll tell you a funny story. I saw John McEnroe in 1981. He came to see Bob Guida. At that time, tennis players, you know, work out. Jimmy Connors, Tracy Austin, they looked at us like we were nuts. All they would do is play more tennis and more tennis. Boy, that world has changed as the athletic part of what you do, the sports science, the sports training, becomes a huge part, regardless of the sport, regardless of the age. Wouldn't you say so?
It's just like evolution in all industries. There's better ways to do things. Now we've created greater athletes because of the training they do. As a result of greater athleticism, there's more explosiveness, there's faster movements, there's quicker strokes. as a result, we have to work on more and more injury prevention type work to offset the improvement in performance. So like we've seen the NFL, the athletes are bigger, they're faster, they're stronger, but we're also seeing large amounts of injuries because of that. So you've got a performance aspect and an injury prevention aspect, and we have to marry those as best we can.
Yes, and of course, time, action, and money becomes a gigantic concern when you're working with serious athletes, and I definitely think it's one of the challenges. I would expect that you pay big attention to the world of nutrition and that whole aspect as it goes into working with these athletes.
100%. I mean, at our institute, we put our athletes through a very in-depth nutritional analysis. We do a lot of advanced performance-focused blood work to understand where their not limitations are from a health standpoint necessarily, like most blood work is, but we look at it very much so how do we optimize performance and then how do we work within their nutritional framework, their family lifestyle, and then also their supplementation routines to try to make sure that they're doing everything possible to advance their training, but more importantly, advance their recovery from training through better nutrition.
Mention some of the books. What's some of the books? You've written 5-6 books, haven't you, Mark?
Yeah, no, I've done quite a few different ones. So there's been a couple on flexibility. Early in my career, I did a lot of work in the flexibility space. So I've got a book called Dynamic Stretching, which is all focused on warming up the right way and making sure we do dynamic ranges of motion. Another stretching book is called Flexible Stretching. So there's a couple on that. And then quite a few tennis books. Tennis Anatomy, I wrote with Dr. Paul Rodert, former CEO of Shape America. And that's all on the anatomy of tennis players, looking at the different muscle groups, the exercises, and how it is all incorporated. And then most recently, we just finished last year, Complete Conditioning for Tennis. And this was done with, again, Dr. Paul Rodert, and then also Dr. Todd Allenbecker, one of the top physical therapists in the world on the shoulder and the elbow. And it was a great honor for me to work with those two experts and put together a great resource.
Give me the website again, Mark, before we go, where people can find out about all your books and other information. What's the website again?
Yeah, the website is kovacinstitute.com, and people can follow me on Twitter and Instagram as well on mkovacsphd, and love to connect with folks and talk more about these areas of performance and injury prevention.
Mark, please hold on. Hold on quickly. Everybody, we're going to be right back. Thanks, Mark. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into 4 sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition, in sports performance, in mental training, in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey, sports parents. Everybody, live from Chicago, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor, Sharky Zartman. Sharky's my co-author of this great book, just came out, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Still a number one new release in children's sports coaching on Amazon. Sharky's, again, a multiple author. She's a radio host of the popular Pep Talk on one of my favorite stations. I spent 4 years there, Healthy Life Radio. She's a kinesiology professor, Hall of Fame volleyball player. Again, co-author Sharky Zartman. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Bob.
I'm so glad you're back. We've been talking about the book a lot. It's got such great critical acclaim. I'm so excited about that. Sharky, totally responsible for this fantastic project, the cover, the cartoons, the whole layout. Sharky, tell us a little bit, mix it in about your participation in Hey, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and your whole background.
Well, as you know, I coached for many years, junior volleyball, and that was kind of a interesting experience for my husband and I, because we're used to coaching on the international level, the national level, and college level. So when we started coaching kids, we realized that, it was very, very different. And also when our kids started playing, we realized that sports parenting is also a huge challenge. So we've done it both. And I now have two little grandkids, and they're getting into sports, and I realized that, hey, we need to get some information out to sports parents, because a lot of people don't know what they're in for when they sign their kids up, and it's going to be a wonderful experience, at times very challenging, and so our book is there to help them navigate the terrain, right?
Yes, I think when the subtitle, An Essential Tool to Any Parent Who Has a Child in Sports, really is the name of the game. And again, we divided the book into four sections. Now, you became a world-class athlete. Both your daughters were Division I volleyball players. One of them is in one of the pictures on the front cover of the book, the hashtag Hey Sports Parents. So you not only lived it, You coached it. I treated it. And that went into the philosophies of the first numerous chapters where you're really talk about sports parenting 101.
Right. Well, I think a lot of times when parents get their kids into sports, they just focus on the kids learning the game and winning the game and, all the, stuff, that a lot of times adults enjoy about in sports. Well, what they don't realize is that kids just like to play. It has to be fun. They want to be with their friends. And a lot of them really don't care that much about winning.
Especially in the beginning.
At least initially.
Especially in the beginning. But the underlying reality is that youth sports has an epidemic of overuse and repetitive motion injuries that's really scary. One of the chapters in the book, again, the second section of the book, Sharky does Sports Parenting 101. The second section is called The Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. We're talking about injuries, the epidemic of injuries, things that we could do to prevent injuries. We're talking, what is the best shoe for your son or daughter? What about overtraining, overdoing injuries, and all these aspects? What about orthotics? What are we going to do about tackle football? So what about the prodigy sports? So that's the second section. Third section, ask the experts. I think you and I were very excited about that because we've got some input from expertise like sports nutrition and sports psychology and physical training and all of these things. You and I have had so many guests on in these areas, and we really were able to include like eight of them. And the last section, parents' perspective. You know, half the guests and experts and half the parents have been patients of mine or their kids. So we went into that whole other aspect again where, one of your first books, and Sharky, by the way, is written like, I don't know, maybe six books. She wrote, Do You Think You Can Coach Kids? And all aspects of coaching, so yet if you have a son or daughter who's serious, and there's a lot of them, then we talk about everything involving all of those types of challenges. And I know that you were very excited about adding so much into aspects of, the challenges of even overzealous and Svengali and crazy coaches.
Right. And another area, you mentioned overuse and repetitive use physically, which is, like you say, it is epidemic right now. But also these kids are not getting any life balance. I mean, their sport becomes almost a full-time
job.
Big
point.
So they're not getting, a full experience in terms of social aspects and, so they really need to, like you said, they really need to back off sometimes, both physically and mentally.
Yes. The whole area of coaching communication, Ian Goldberg is one of our experts. iSport 360 is the whole communication connection world of youth sports and coaching, getting coaching parents to talk more. We all know about the overzealous, crazy parent. Doesn't a year go by that we don't see all of these other instances of overdoing it, over-pushing? You mentioned something, you said life balance. It's such a big point. Even on the physical side, I don't know many sports more vigorous than beach volleyball on your body. And that's the world you come from.
Right. Well, when you're out there and you're working so hard, you don't really, you're just enjoying the sport so much, being outside, being on the beach, usually being by the
water.
Lucky
you. Yes.
Yeah.
But sand, the physical demand of performing on the sand is at the highest level of sports performance, and I've been around all of them. So, my hat's always been off to Sharky, whose teammates back on the national team passed by Bob Guida and myself a long time ago. When you have children who are in pursuit of a scholarship and you're in that world, again, on the pressures and the aspects, again, on the body, one of our experts, Katie Davis, sports nutrition, sports dietitian. So both your daughters were Division I athletes, and you talk about that world also in your stuff.
Right. I think when it comes time for college recruiting, I think a lot of times parents try to take over. And remember, the coaches recruiting the kids, not the parents. And so the parents, the best thing they can do is train their kids to be able to communicate with the coaches and kind of be more like a personal assistant instead of just, a marketer.
Yeah, the mental game has been something that, as long as I've ever done radio in the world of sports medicine, that I've paid a lot of attention to. The late, great Jim Vickery, sports psychologist, spent 3 years on the radio with me in the 90s. In the year I mentioned him in my introduction to the sports doctor, him and Bob Guida, who I talk about all the time. Bob Guida was the strength and conditioning coach of the women and men's Olympic volleyball teams in the late 70s, early 80s. He won a gold medal in 84. And the some of the best athletes I've ever seen were volleyball players. Again, all that jumping, tremendous, tremendous jumping that's involved in a sport like volleyball. And again, we would see young kids, especially the girls, getting involved very, very early in volleyball and becoming to concentrate, you know, on that. And then the mental side of things, like you said, the life balance and the pressures. And the we have some great sports psychology. Dr. McDermott, who's a child and adult psychiatrist, has a great radio show herself. She's one of our experts. So is Rob Andrews from the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, who's got a wall full of gold medals from working with the gold medal Olympic gymnastics teams. We've got a great amount of input from a lot of those areas, and I'm very excited about that, Sharky.
Right, right. And you talked about sports parents behaving badly, you know, overzealous. Don't we have the funniest cartoons illustrating that?
Yes, we do. We're going to talk a lot about that, about the style that went into, including absolutely when we come back. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and we're going to be right back. Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, we're back live from Chicago. It's The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. I am talking to my co-author of the exciting book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Sharky Zartman. You know, we've talked a lot about the tremendous aspects of what goes into the book, but I really want to talk about everything from the title, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because there's a lot of buzz on that Twitter following to the cartoons and the inclusion of how many cartoons, Sharky?
21.
Wow, 21. There's so much of the buzz going on about the book. Talk about the guy behind this.
Well, his name is Damian Fulton, and he is the creator of Dreamhouse Productions, and he was one of our sports parents. So his daughter was in our club, and he was a fabulous sports parent. But, you know, he saw a lot of what was going on, And when I told him about this book and asked him if he'd like to do some cartoons, he got so excited because he goes, "Oh, yeah, I remember what that was like." And so we just had the best time. I told him the ones that I wanted him to include in certain areas. And
they are included in all areas, from the physical side of things to the overzealous mom and dad side of things, to the witty parts of somebody who might have so many pillows on them because maybe their mama let them go out and play football now, side of things. Great, witty, very pertinent things. Again, whether your son or daughter is the best athlete in the country or whether you're looking for them to have a safe, enjoyable experience, then again, this essential guide, covering all aspects of that. The cover, I always visualized it somehow. Sharky was able to put it together. I pictured someone with a megaphone screaming, "Hey, sports parents." Somehow Sharky was able to put that together. The collage of athletes. Talk a little bit about that, Sharky.
Well, that was our book designer. Her name's Deanna Riddle, and she and I worked together on this. It took us a while to get it the way we wanted to, and I thought she did a fabulous job. It just really is different, and the cover is, you know, you kind of look at it and you go, "Oh, you know, what's this?" It's cool.
Half these kids on the cover are patients of mine. I can't tell you how excited they all have been to be included. We have a figure skater, we have a soccer player, we have a dancer, we have a volleyballer, we have some teammates and kids mixed in. It's just really, really exciting. Again, Sharky, is this your sixth book, seventh book? What is?
No, actually, it's my ninth.
Hey, you're ninth.
Yeah, I did some books for school. So
Sharky is a prolific writer. A couple of months ago, I participated in this fabulous book called, what's it called? Enhanced Aging?
Oh, Empowered Aging.
Empowered Aging. How could I get it wrong?
I don't know.
Empowered Aging is a compilation of about a dozen experts putting their two cents in, including me, to all aspects, including Sharky, of aging, aging well, aging healthy. That's a great book. It was only a couple of months ago. She did Have Fun with Fitness, and she's done a great book, one of my famous titles. What's the one about making aging a sport?
Oh, Take on Aging as a Sport.
Yes. So when I hooked up with Sharky, I was hooking up with somebody who could get it done. And hitting Amazon as a new number one release and all this excitement, tremendous acclaim so far, we're very excited about. And again, Sharky was able to really, I think, put a lot of her flavor as someone who's become a Hall of Famer, who is a Hall of Famer, somebody who, again, has had two very serious athletes as daughters who lived through that whole aspect, let alone Division I. To someone who somehow gets it still, that it has to be, we've got to mix more fun and we have to pay attention. We're burning these kids out. We're overkilling a lot of this aspect. And we have to really pay attention. Again, there's an epidemic of physical injuries because of this overkill.
Right.
Just 6 months ago, on the cover of Time magazine, was a picture of a little leaguer, and the caption was, "The $15 billion a year youth sports industry." And every aspect is involved in what we see, this big business and all aspects of overdoing it, even financially, overscheduling and running into many of these overuse injuries and serious topics like that. Being able to mix in, again, some very witty cartoons. The parents' perspective is very interesting. You're one of them. You're included.
Will you ask me to write that?
I did. What was your parents' perspective, Sharky?
I know. I've been there.
Yes. And not everybody is going to be an elite boy or girl athlete. It's become a gigantic business. I have a chapter in my segment on youth sports and drugs. It starts very early. The epidemic of over-the-counter use and the craziness of supplements is a big, big topic, and we really address it big time. We mm-hmm. have to understand this is what we're looking at. You want to know, again, performance-enhancing drugs? Yes. But I have relabeled them performance surviving. It starts very early, and it gets very serious. Our first guest today, Mark Kovacs, who works with the best athletes in the world, understands what a challenge this is when we expect people to be able to get better, you know, on a schedule. So we pay big attention to a lot of that. But, you know, Sharky's show, Pep Talk, on Healthy Life Radio. Sharky, what is your show on?
My show is on Fridays at 10 a.m. On HealthyLife.net Radio, and it's a pep talk. It's designed
yes,
to get
is.
People off their butts and take charge of their lives.
Yes. Well, you're a kinesiology professor. Our good friend, Linda McKenzie, the owner and founder of Healthy Life Radio over 15 years. I had the pleasure to be part of that for about 4 years. And it's a great station. So you're on Fridays, again, Pep Talk, and the you take part in the National Publicity Summit. You get a lot of your guests in that area. You're now getting more and more active. Again, the two of us, we are very active. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. That was my little niche. I wanted the book to stay alive because constantly Sharky and I are adding our two cents into the wild world of youth sports and the challenges that we see. So you can follow us, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. You know, what's your recommendation for this week, Sharky?
Oh, gosh, I just put something up yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. I have so many things swirling in my head, though. Once I put it up, I forget about it. So,
yes.
But I did put something up yesterday.
Yes, so did I. And as early as today, where we were really talking again about the idea of even how often should your son or daughter be changing shoes during a season in that regard. So all of these questions that might be involved and who our guests might be on our radio shows and what's the excitement about the book. You know, Sharky Zartman, she's my co-author, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. She's radio host, Sharky's Pep Talk. Again, she's an author. Sharky, what's the website people can find out about you and your stuff?
Just my name, SharkyZartman.com. Real simple.
Okay. And
remind you that, remember, the book's been discounted for May. Isn't it National Foot Health Month?
National Foot Health Month.
Yeah.
Sharky, hold on one quick second. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to be right back with the Sports Doctors in, everybody. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid, What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey, sports parents. Hey, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctors In segment. D-R-R Wild, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. You can send it an email. We've got tons of them. Another great show next week. Aaron Bigelow joins me. He's the creator of this Amp Coil, which is a real health breakthrough in electromagnetic healing in the sports medicine, as well as some of the other conditioning areas. And then the women's health expert, Dr. Jay Wrigley, also will be joining me next week. The following week, Brett Hinds, he's the executive director of Topgolf here in the Chicagoland area. And then Missy Orth Frey. Missy's one of the contributors to the book. She's really a top physical trainer, and she talks to the young athlete and what it takes physically in the book, Hashtag A Sports Parent. So I'm looking forward to those next couple of weeks. I'm going to answer some emails. Paul says, please review your thoughts regarding the one sport young athlete. You know, Paul, we talked about that today. There's a chapter in the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, on what I call the prodigy sports. The prodigy sports is ever expanding, but sports like gymnastics, figure skating, dance, tennis and soccer will include swimming, volleyball, where we have more and more specialization. It's led to a lot of trouble. There's a lot of pressure for kids to specialize early. Some become great athletes, others get injured, others get burned out. As a rule, when I'm dealing with these prodigy sports, again, Evan Lysacek, the 2010 men's figure skating gold medalist from Naperville, Illinois, was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skate. The front cover of the book, him and his mom, Evan Lysacek Day, 2010. Can't believe it's 8 years ago. This great quote. To the influence his mother had on him in his whole world of training and sports medicine and that area of the importance of parenting the young athlete. When I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates, so that's what they want to do. They do it 5-6 days a week, or they want to be in that swimming class every day, very early ages. You know, we just saw the Winter Olympics. It was so exciting. 15 years old. Russian young girl, gold medalist, 15 years old. How old was she when she started? So when we're dealing with these kids, I always recommend, let's see, a competent physical therapist that can help you create a real smart strengthening program that you can apply with your son or daughter if they are going to specialize. If you can convince them early that playing multiple sports is an advantage, and it is. Using different parts of the body in different ways as you grow is almost always the smart way to go, then recommend it. Phyllis says, I'm 45 years old. I'm a golfer. I have heel spurs. Do they ever go away? The symptoms, Phyllis, of heel spurs many times can be positively treated conservatively with orthotics, with physical therapy. Heel spurs are a long-term response of the bottom of the heel and its attachment to the plantar fascia, which is the big band of fiber that connects the toes to the heel. When this is constantly stretched or pulled or irritated over the years, the body can respond with a bridge almost or a spur that when active, it could be painful. Usually if we support that area properly and with some half a dozen visits, maybe physical therapy, usually can 90% of the time you can control that problem. So see a good podiatrist, Phyllis, and you should be being back on the golf course. You could take some oral anti-inflammatories, the ibuprofens or the Aleve, short-term, use some ice. Randy says, my son's 11 years old. He plays traveling soccer. He plays in two leagues. Like we talked about before, Randy, one of these prodigy kids. Seaver's syndrome, what to do? Seaver's syndrome is the irritation of the growth center on the bottom and the back of the heel. And it's common in running, jumping boys and girls. It's even more common in a running, jumping sport like soccer where you have cleats on the bottom of the heel. These cleats can aggravate, irritate that heel growth center area and cause problems. Many times some intelligent rest where we have to back off from aggressive running for a couple of weeks, maybe put some heel cups in that area. Look to get away from cleats, go into a multi-purpose shoe that has much more of an area of multi-cleats, not a cluster of cleats right under the heel. And if this problem has been persistent for you, Randy, I've had great success over the decades with orthotics as a almost foolproof way of even dealing with the most consistent or persistent of these heel problems. Once that heel center solidifies, in a boy it might be 15, 16 years old, girl it might be 13, 14, then many times these problems will resolve. When we have 10, 11, 12-year-olds, let's say playing soccer or tennis, basketball, and the heel hurts, then if there's a flat foot related to it, high arches, orthotics can be extremely helpful in the persistent or chronic problem. You know, Seaver's, sometimes it's called Seaver's disease. I don't like that term. Syndrome's a better one. So see a podiatrist. Sarah says, I'm 55 years old. I have fungus toenails. Is that dangerous? As a rule, Sarah, it's not dangerous. You got to be a patient, to deal with toenail fungus. There are topical treatments which could take a year or more. Podiatry, dermatology can help you with a good plan. On occasion, also, these nails can hurt, but most of the time, podiatry could help thinning out fungus toenails and getting you on a good treatment regimen. There are oral medicines that can be used short-term in order to deal with the nail fungus, so something you want to see podiatry or dermatology for. And then you can get on the road to not only identifying it, a lot of times we'll do biopsy of the nails, because you can get thickened, discolored toenails, let's say a nail that's been traumatized over the years. So see podiatry, get a diagnosis, whether or not we're dealing with fungus. Bam, 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 time flew by. I want to thank my guests, Dr. Mark Kovacs, Sharky Zartman. Again, the email, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And, hey, we catch you next week, another edition. It's the Sports Doctor.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.